things that I find fascinating is we actually make our paint in Canada by Home Hardware employees. Yeah. Sorry, actually, they work for a company called Burford, but
they make the paint.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, Beauty Tone. I should have said actually in Burford is.
So now, people, and you have a color matching thing in the store.
We do. It's a very rudimentary one. Right. I found it about 50% successful.
Right.
Fantastic. And the other where you have to use a bit of education and guess and alter it a little bit.
But I noticed that you guys sell all of the paint strippers and all that kind of, like, you know, all the brushes and all. Like, you have a whole complete section. It's a really big section.
Oh, it is. Paint is a great one. I think we're very strong in that and have some excellent products as far as no VOCs, which is a volatile organic compound, basically ground pollution.
Really?
Yeah, and as far as a couple of products for interior painting that after an hour and a half of no odor.
Really? Wow. See, that's huge.
Huge.
People want that nowadays.
I was at a friend's just last night,
I was trying to get some lead-based paint.
Lead-based paint.
For my kid's room, and it's just so hard to find.
That and asbestos these days are just, you know,
I knew
difficult.
I was going to get that asbestos paint and, you know, the coating that you put on the pipes, and they just don't sell it.
Yeah, and the other one that's really changed significantly is bottom coat. You're talking about for marine paint, as an example, and
right.
The automotive trades have both now switched to water-based paints.
Right.
Oh, it's a scary one, painting metal with water, but it does work.
Right.
This is our future.
And that's why the low VOC or no VOC, you actually have no VOC paint.
For interior wall painting, absolutely no VOC, including our pigment. And that's a big catch, because a lot of companies offer...
That is the catch.
A no VOC paint.
See, I had the guy in here from Benjamin Moore, and that's their claim to fame, is that the pigment, that's what he said. I mean, he's quite knowledgeable, and he said that it's the pigments that have the VOCs in a lot of the paint. So to have the no VOC in the pigment is the... Yeah, that's the...
I can offer you an absolute no VOC paint for interior wall painting. And in any color you want.
In any color, wow. So that's great. And, do you guys sell a lot of paint?
Oh, huge.
Really?
One of our bread and butters would be our paint department.
It is, eh?
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got a great quality product to offer, good pricing.
You know, I'm not slagging anybody on the island here. Don't take this wrong. But after being in, I don't know, I've probably been in maybe 1,000 Salt Spring homes, you would never know paint was a big seller.
No. But it's the cheapest thing to do a total room change.
I think people maybe buy the paint after they buy the house. The people selling don't necessarily buy the paint, which they should be.
Yes.
Because I agree, you know, paint is money in a can. You paint something, nothing is as cheap to buy that has such a huge impact as paint.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, like, let's say flooring or windows, they're all so expensive where paint, you know, a gallon of paint will paint, or maybe a couple gallons will paint a room, but I mean, there's nothing at that price range that can have such a dramatic impact.
Yeah.
And so cheap when you figure it out.
And low low amount of work that needs to go into it. I mean, you start tearing out a window, and I mean, that can of worms could be huge.
Yeah, pull up all your floors, and I mean, it's a big operation where if you're just painting, I mean, and almost anybody can do it. I mean,
absolutely, yeah.
Not everybody can do it well. I would recommend going on YouTube and getting some lessons before you do it. But I mean, basically, it's you know, low skill level, and people can do it.
Absolutely.
So they could go into Mowats and you guys would give them a little, set them up with the brushes and everything?
Oh, yeah. Rollers. They give you a quick walkthrough, absolutely, if there's a few things, little tips and things like that we can, you know, fire at. Yeah, absolutely.
And turpentine, or what do you need? What do you use to clean your brush? It's not turpentine anymore.
Well, no, although there are a few of those products still required. Barsol, paint thinner, turpentine.
Right.
But those things are leaving the market because of environmental reasons.
Really?
Yes. And so it's water. Warm, soapy water.
Oh, because
this is
going
to be our future. It's acrylic or latex water-based.
Oh, right.
Paints.
So you don't need the because you're not using the lead-based paint.
That's right. Yeah, the lead and asbestos they've removed from the. Paint,
okay, since that's out, so then we don't need the harsh solvents to clean off the brushes. I mean, that was always the problem before. And then, what do you do with that tray after you?
I actually even wonder if cleaning's a good idea. I mean, I realize, you know, you've spent a bit of money on a quality brush here, and to throw that away is a bit crazy, but, you know, to spend a few more bucks on paint thinner that you're now going to wash down, and in most of our cases, into your septic field.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
At what point do you just say...
It's not worth it.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
And so, fortunately, we're not going to...
Ship it off island.
Yeah, ship it off island.
It's so much better. Take it to the transfer station. Get it off Soul Spring.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's a that's something to think about here.
It is.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to stop for another quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with after these words from our sponsor. So hang on, Salt Spring Island, and we'll be right back. If I can find the ad, here it is. And it's Scott Simmons back with the Radio Real Estate Show, and I'm here with David from Mowitz. And, you know, the breaks aren't very long. We just had to get the commercials in for our valued sponsors. And, you know, we were talking about paint on the break, and David said that, you know, it's a competitive business on Salt Spring paint.
Very much so.
But you guys, like you were saying, because it's a home hardware product and you guys you make it in your own factory, you're very competitive on price.
Oh, very competitive. And also offering a quality product. And particularly if you shop for the flyers, again, back to that,
right.
And you can pick it up on sale.
Oh, that's a killer
deal. Oh, it is. I mean, it's worth it. And just to make that big of a change in a room.
Yeah. I mean, that's the Salt Springers like to say. Let's just say they like to save a few pennies here or there.
Absolutely.
I mean, who doesn't? I mean, Salt Springers, I mean, I don't want to say this out loud, but, you know, they value the worth of money. You know, collectively, I'd say we're, you know, a fairly thrifty island, and people like to shop. I mean, they like a deal. I mean, everybody wants a deal.
Everybody likes a deal, absolutely. And since 08, we've all been really practiced at hanging on to our money and waiting till that opportunity where you can buy it on sale.
Right. I mean, that's why I find that the flyer, like you said, the front page, I mean, sometimes it just seems like... Didn't you have the LED lights in the flyer a little while ago?
Oh yeah, a couple of things like that. And I've got garden hoses on tomorrow at below, I think, half price. I mean, it's
really?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
See, the catalogs are very seasonal that way, or the flyers with, in the spring, there'll be the garden hoses, in the fall, it's the caulking stuff. I mean, it's the seasonal...
Thankfully, there is some logic to that, yes.
Right. I mean, you would think, you know, ideally, you'd want to sell off those garden hoses after the summer if you can't get rid of them.
But dump the inventory, yeah.
But they actually have it available when you need it.
They do, yeah. Home Hardware's really figured that one out as far as those, what we call price busters.
Right.
On the front of that page.
Price busters.
That's doesn't it? It sounds powerful.
It is. So do people come in with the flyers all the time?
All the time.
Oh, really?
And unfortunately, there is a bit of disappointment, and we need to work with our customers on this, and in that Home Hardware will have one widget on sale this week, and we stock the other. And, you know, it's really hard to get a balance because they often have two or three widgets available. We carry one for certain reasons. The other one's on sale one week. And, you know, we'll order it for
you. Do they tell you in advance what's coming up?
Absolutely. We do get warning.
So do you try to bring some in usually? Or?
For the most part, yes. Be happy to do rain checks for sure. And that's where we have to work with our customers.
Well, especially if you get a run on something.
It is, yeah. And like, hey, 60,000 SKUs to offer.
Right. Do you ever get runs on things?
Where someone comes in and just wanting...
Well, like the same people, just everybody wants the same...
There are a couple of times on those price busters, when you get something like batteries or propane in the one-pound bottles.
Oh, yeah.
Hint, hint, propane in the one-pound bottles. Just right. It's coming up here.
And it'll just be a killer deal.
Tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Garden hoses and propane bottles. If you're ever interested, tomorrow.
So if you're thinking today you need a propane bottle or a garden hose, wait a day is what you're saying.
I'm waiting, yeah.
Because tomorrow is going to just kind of...
It'll be ridiculous, the pricing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't even need one, but I'm thinking I might go down and check it out.
You should. It's ridiculous.
It's the kind of thing I might just want to buy a couple, just in case I ever need them, if the price is so good.
If you're ever going to just do that for an emergency supply or future camping...
But then I don't have anything to run it with. But
that's my evil plan, isn't it?
But then I'll have the canisters, because I got such a deal on them, and then I'll have to get something...
I'm not rubbing my hands together here, Scott, but it's...
You know what I wish you'd have on sale? What I... Actually, I don't need any because they come in the 4-pack. Is the butane for the stoves?
For the $9.97 there, yes.
Gosh, that stoves, they are incredible.
I own one myself, they are.
I don't know how I ended up, but I've got two of them. And they are incredible. And you cut, for anybody listening, I'll try to describe it. They're like a, probably I'd say about a 12-inch by 12-inch single burner stove, butane.
Right, mm-hmm. That's the key.
And they come off of like an aerosol can that you drop in it, and it's very easy to load the can, very easy to unload it. And when you turn it on, the heat is phenomenal.
Oh, it is.
I mean, I don't know how many BTUs they put out, but I mean, they're like, you know, someone that lived in a city before myself, that I was used to cooking on natural gas, And if you have that same barbecue and you convert it to propane and you have to get the new nozzles on the inside, it's a big ordeal to change the barbecue over to propane. You mm-hmm. need a whole new thing. You'll never get the same heat out of natural gas with propane. Like, the natural gas burns so much hotter than
yes.
the propane.
Yeah.
But when you get one of these little butane cookers, they burn hotter than the natural gas. I mean, they are absolutely amazing. I know people that actually have them in their kitchen and use them for cooking wok.
Like, you're looking at one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the reason why I bought it. It was not emergency supplies. It was for cooking in a wok.
And those aerosol tins, you know, like, I'm the typical not too smart guy, I guess. I went down there thinking, well, they sell them in a 4-pack. They probably last about a half an hour each, so I better buy, like, 2 4-packs, because I don't know, it's like $11.99 a 4-pack or something. I think I got it on the special. But, well, I think it's smart, because you buy 3, one's free or something in the 4-pack. What's the deal on this?
It works out to that. Yeah, I think they're $2.99 a piece, actually, and they're $9.97 for
They one. Last an incredible amount of time.
They do, actually. They are impressive. For what seems like a little thing, a little can.
You'd think it'd last, like, you know, 20 minutes, but they last, I mean, I think I've still got 7 left over. I don't think I've gone through one, and I use it a lot.
Well, obviously not enough, Scott.
Well, I use it when the power goes out.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because if you have a wood stove, you know, the average wood stove, and you try to boil water on a wood stove, it can, like, you could, you know, even if you have a cord of wood, it might take you a little while.
Could, absolutely.
Wood stoves are designed so that the house won't burn down. And they slowly radiate the heat out, and they heat up, but they don't have, the new modern wood stoves don't come with a cooker on top. Like, they don't actually, you can...
If you remember, it, or have seen, the really old-style wood stoves, they're significantly different design.
Right.
And have almost a microscopic firebox
right.
to heat a cook stove. And the design is, just like you say, absolutely different. To have a wood cook stove as opposed to a wood heating stove.
Yeah, wood heating stove. I mean, they're not. You're not going to boil water on one.
No, although I have heard the story of cooking bacon on it during power outages, and the splatter mess afterwards was something that, of course, we had to come to the rescue.
But it would take forever to cook too.
Yeah, oh yeah. Maybe with the power out, there's not much else to do, though. So
right,
I mean,
so maybe if you got the whole night. Yeah.
It brings the family together, you know, you got to watch the water boil. And
yeah. So that's why, ideally, if you live on Salt Spring, you should get yourself one of those little stoves, because they come in a nice little black carrying case.
Yep, very convenient.
The butane doesn't go bad, does it? It'll last forever.
No, it's one of the safest fuels to use indoors.
I mean, oh, really?
They'd always recommend ventilation, a window open or cracked at least, but propane can emit a gas.
Really?
Well, it's carbon monoxide.
Oh, I never... Yeah, I
butane, although I do believe it may produce some, and I would be corrected if I'm wrong here, but right. it is the safer of them right. to use.
My house is okay because I've got asbestos on the wall. So
you're safe.
I'm safe. And I only run the propane stove for 20 hours a day, so I'm covered.
With the windows closed.
With the windows closed. You know, but I'm sure that the asbestos will suck out the carbon dioxide. But I never thought about it. But that's true, though.
It is another very important, okay, just right. key to butane. Right. Absolutely.
But the beauty is that it doesn't go bad. It's very safe, very stable. It's a great thing to have in your earthquake kit.
It is, absolutely. And one burner is enough to be working with. I mean, to have 2 or 3 burners, you know, in a camping scenario, perhaps. But to have something in an earthquake or
so
emergency
that's what
kit.
I have a small, one of those Rubbermaid bins, a really solid one, where I have all the earthquake stuff in there. And, you know, just the stove, a lantern, some candles, matches, all the stuff that...
The common ones, yeah.
Toilet paper. I mean,
that toilet paper's a good one, hey.
And, you know, it's the emergency rolls that we've stuck in there that we don't ever think about, like when you run out.
Yes,
you know,
go to that.
But you don't go in there and pilfer stuff out and use it.
No.
First aid kit.
That's a good one.
I mean, these are all... And the stuff. I notice Mowat's is really smart, too, because... When you first walk in the back door, the front door, which one is at the back? By
well,
the
there's
door.
A big argument. See, I would qualify it as the back door for a couple of reasons. Our civic address is on the opposite side.
Okay.
And originally when the store opened, there was one entrance for a customer,
right.
and it was on the Grace Point side.
Okay. So when you're coming in the back door, that first shelf, Do you change that in the fall and put up all the lanterns and matches and the mantles and like?
It does do a bit of change over there, but surprisingly enough, I mean, I'm still selling candles.
Really? Because in the snow, when the snow hits, for those not on Salt Spring or they don't know about the snow, they'll be laughing. Snow on Salt Spring, haha, well, often does that hit? The problem is, Salt Spring's electrical grid is all above ground, and we have these big things outside called trees. And the trees have these massive things coming off them called branches. And the snow here is super heavy. It's not like the 20 below powder on the prairies. We're talking, you know, it could be -1 degree Celsius. And so just below freezing, you get these snowflakes that are like 2 inches across, and they hit the trees, and the branches come down, and they take out the power lines. And the problem is the hydro crews, the linemen on the island who do an excellent job, are busy.
Always.
And,
season.
You know, if you're at the end of the end road on the end, down by the end of the island there. on
just before the end of the earth, then, right?
They get to you at the end of the week, you know, like, so they've got to go fix everybody else. They kind of start in the center and work their way out, and if you're at the end, you're just...
The price you pay.
You want peace and tranquility. You've got it because you're at the end of the end, but you're not going to get power for, I don't know, you hear the stories.
A week or two is not unheard of.
Yeah.
During those power outage times.
And that's when you see people screaming the mullets, and they're just buying up all that stuff.
From the first minute the power goes out, and surprisingly enough, we are there. I mean, we might be handwriting receipts like we did back in the day, but we'll still be there, even with the lights off.
Right.
And we'll be walking people through the aisles with flashlights, and obviously preferring to sell batteries and whatnot as opposed to plumbing pieces. But
right.
During the cold season, that happens too. The water's frozen.
The water, I mean, how?
Power's out.
A lot of times it'll be the double whammy because the power goes out, the heater goes out in the well house, so the temperature drops in there, the plumbing snaps, and so they've got no water, they've got no electricity. It all happens at once.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
And are they like panic stricken?
Often, but very happy to see us.
Well, and the problem is, I mean, it's not the plumber's fault. They're all trying to phone 3 plumbers on the island.
Yes.
The 3 plumbers on the island are just like, they're busy.
They are, and there are more than 3, but even still, absolutely. They're running gangbusters, much like the linemen are. You know, these people are all out doing their job.
So the chances of them coming to your house, especially when you're at the end of the end of the
world. The end.
It's like, you know, next week.
Yeah.
You know,
it can be in.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's where you've got to be able to fend for yourself. And the one spot, it's like a beacon in the snowstorm, is maybe mullets where they can come in and they need a lantern. They need one of those butane. So I bet you get people just buying it all.
Oh, we do. Absolutely. Like you just come in and boom, 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 boom. You just set them up with a whole bunch of batteries, propane, you know, might be a cook stove. Surprisingly enough, the big square 6-volt and the D-size batteries are some of the most common that go. But
you know, I bought a flashlight on Mullet's about 2 or 3 years ago. It's one of those black ones, but it's got the big, what do you call the big size battery with the two?
That's the 6-volt lantern battery.
But it's got the LED bulbs in it.
Ah.
That thing is amazing. It's got to be like usually those... The cheap $5 flashlight with the big lantern battery doesn't last. I find the bulbs, they break, the cheap flashlights. Yeah. But I think I paid like $29 for it, and it's got the LEDs. And that thing has been through, you know, I've left it outside for a week. I mean, it's just, and it still runs.
Still
and
it's works,
original though. Battery. I mean,
LED is definitely our future in all sorts of lighting, for sure. And we even actually now sell LED, just the replacement flashlight bulbs. If you've got
really?
An old flashlight that for whatever reason
you
like...
you can change out the bulb.
Just the bulb itself, so that it doesn't burn out, it's not chewing through the batteries.
Because that's just it, the old incandescent light bulb, or bulbs in the flashlights, were so hard on the batteries.
Oh, they are. Absolutely.
And they just drain the battery in a week or two.
Well, there's a good example of why we're going to LED lighting as far as interior house lighting, much right. like chewing through battery, you know, right. BC Hydro yeah. is keeping up with trying to support our right. electrical consumption.
But you get one of those flashlights and they just go. You can leave the thing on, leave it outside for a week and then turn it off and it's still fine.
They are fantastic. Just don't try warranty claims after no. leaving it outside for a week.
No, but you know, you leave it out by the chicken coop and you go back a week later.
Yeah, and it's still there.
It's still there, still on. The chickens are like, hey, you left this thing out here yeah. for like a week. When are you going to get it? The light's starting to bother us. And no, it's and that kind of stuff is just so, you know, hard to find when you really need it. And that's mm-hmm. why people should have it in their earthquake kit. Mm-hmm. Do you sell like earthquake kits, or like do people come in and say, what do I need?
Well, we actually had, and I think I only got a couple left, a grab and go kit.
Oh, really?
Basically a bright colored backpack half full with, you know, standard emergency supplies of flashlights, blankets, first aid. You know, matches, yada, yada, yada. We've all know those things.
Right.
The other half is empty, and that's really designed to be filled by, obviously, for food.
Right.
But there's a few things that everybody forgets. Surprisingly enough, a deck of cards can go a long way in an emergency kit. And even more so, a box of crayons and some coloring right. or some paper for some kids.
You need one in your car, if you ask me.
I've got one in my vehicle.
The thing is, on Salt Spring, if you're stuck on Vancouver Island, the quake hits, the ferries aren't going to be running, and also, even if you're down at your friend's house at the end, the power lines can come down, the branches, and then the roads are impassable.
Yes.
So then the problem is, then you're stuck in your car for a night or two nights. I mean, it's worth having...
It can happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, people think we're really kind of safe on this island, but you just want to be prepared.
You might as well be. I mean, I have used my emergency kit more for others than I have myself, right. you know, over the years. And
the other thing you should have in your car is a fire extinguisher.
That's another good one.
You guys sell the fire extinguishers, hey?
We do. Do you know this is a bit of a funny thing about a fire extinguisher?
What's that?
Surprisingly enough, according to BC Ferries, it is a dangerous good.
What?
Can you... They cannot come over without going over on a standard dangerous gun
right.
run, like the fuel trucks come right. over. Surprisingly enough, a fire extinguisher, I'd imagine because it's under pressure,
right.
is the big problem.
Right.
And so maybe that's their
And if it blows up, then it'll put out the fire. So, yeah.
I know it's one of those odd quirks.
It is. Okay.
But so it does make it difficult for us to get them here, I guess.
Well, you do stock them.
We do stock them, yes. Sometimes it's a bit of a struggle, but yes.
Oh, so you bring them in, you have a good supply.
When we do bring them, yeah, we have to bring them in a decent amount to right. justify taking that right. ferry, but...
So you have a good selection.
Yeah, it often there's always at least something there, enough to fill a couple of households full.
Yeah, no, people need that kind of stuff, especially, I mean, you're living out in the country.
Yes.
I mean, people have this disconnect about Salt Spring that it's kind of like a... It's a suburb community or like a town, but actually it's country, rural living on Salt Spring. You're moving to the country when you move to Salt Spring. There is no town attached. That's Ganges and that's it.
So that's it.
You kind of have to think self-sufficiency. You got to be on have enough to last like a week or 2 weeks and have all your stuff.
Absolutely. Everything you would need for that week or two. I mean, the toilet paper, what a brilliant one to also throw in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know you're going to need it.
I always carry a roll in the car.
I've got one in the car, too. Funny you say that, actually.
After having kids, it's something that, you know, you realize when you have kids, there's...
There, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in today to the show, David. It's been a pleasure having you, and I do enjoy going down to Mowat's. And ideally, again, the show is for people on Salt Spring, but also for people off-island, just so that they know they can get virtually any type of hardware item. And not just hardware, but so many types of items. Like, if you need a downhole pump for your well... You just go down to Mowat's. They have them.
Yep.
If you need a pump chamber for your well, go to Mowat's. They have them. I mean, all those little things. Like, you know what I need? I got to go down and get one because my stupid UV light, after a year, beep, beep,
yep.
They start beeping. And I bought mine at Mowat's. And you guys have all the replacement bulbs, so I got to go down there and get the new one.
We should have it ready.
Yeah. The thing is, you know, and those UV bulbs are great. I mean, the UV sanitizers for the well, I think they're the way to go.
Oh, every home really should have one. I mean, the water that can come out of the ground. I mean, we've all been, you know, using our septic fields and things like that. And, you know, who knows what's down there?
Yeah. So that's why it's kind of like, you know, you have a little bit of everything, and if you don't have it, you can always get it.
I got one little gift for the listener.
Okay.
If they can come in, starting tomorrow, I'm going to have a stack of a bit of our history.
Oh,
Mowat's history. Yep, it's got a bit of Salt Spring history in it as well. Exactly. Well, I've got a stack of them that I'm going to be giving away free. So if you come down sometime over the next couple of days, starting tomorrow, because I'm actually off today, so I'm not going in.
He's here on his day off.
Come down and
that's
and
where
grab
he's
that
a book. Manager.
That's it. That's
because he works even on his day off. So that's a special.
It's just something for your listeners. It's wow. something we retail this book, and we've reduced them a bit in price because we've been trying to get rid of them.
I have a copy, and I tell you, I mean, I Charles is a friend of mine, Charles Gann, and he's a great writer, and it's a history of Mowat, and it goes through, actually reread it just a little while ago before he came on the show last time,
mm-hmm.
and it really goes through all of the, it's a fascinating book because it's a development of Salt Spring is basically the story of Mowat's almost a lot of it.
Well, yeah, way back when, I mean, it was a huge part of being able to get anything here on the island.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it helped everybody out.
It really did, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's part of the whole history of the island. Well, thank you, David, for coming in today and have yourself a wonderful day.
Thanks,
and
Scott,
on your day off, hopefully you'll enjoy the rest of the day.
I look forward to it.
What are you going to do?
Well, I've got these usual standard grocery shopping, but I'm going to try to get to the golf course this afternoon. That's my goal. Yeah.
Hit a few balls?
Yep, exactly.
Play
curse a little and try and play a little bit.
Oh, good
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
Play 9 holes or 18?
That would be my intention, actually. So
well, that's great.
Trying to make use of my membership this year.
It's one of those things, once you pay for that membership, you want to make sure you use it.
Oh, yeah. And we're pretty fortunate to have a course, both courses, like we do on Salt Spring.
Yeah. And it's year-round golf, which a lot of people don't realize that you can play year-round.
Year-round, yeah.
But this time of year, the course is dry and the balls, you get that extra.
There's a few
yards.
Little soggy spots, but it's really looking good out there and the greens have been calling me, so.
And you get that nice roll this time of year.
You're starting to, that's right, yes, yeah. exactly. And I've seen it bounce already this year, too.
In November, you get no roll.
There's no roll, no bounce.
You know, it makes you a real humble golfer. If you play in December, like you're humble, I mean, it's, and people say, oh, it's only a 9-hole course. How hard can it be? It's like, you try it.
Actually, both courses are challenging.
It's, what is the first hole, 540 yards, something like that?
It is something like that, yeah. And I've heard they're planning on an extension of it.
Oh, really?
That was just a rumor. I'm not spreading it around.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go. Have yourself a wonderful day. And great to talk to everyone on Salt Spring today. And have yourself a wonderful day on Salt Spring Island. And those listening online at some other time, feel free to move here.
Welcome.
And enjoy our little island, our slice of paradise. It's available, and we'll be here. Have a wonderful day, Salt Spring Island.
You're listening to CFSI 107.9 FM. Around the world at CFSI-FM.com.
Are buying or selling Salt Spring Island real estate, contact Scott Simmons, Salt Spring Realtor for 1% Realty Vancouver Island. Scott can help you make the right choice. Telephone 250-538-831.